Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Another one of those anniversaries to make you feel old, the 50th anniversary of the release of Jaws.
Really?
Jaws is turning 50. But the New York Times.
Which maybe scared everybody at that time to even think of going in the ocean.
Oh, gosh.
Yep.
Yeah, that wrecked me for a while.
I didn't take a bath for months because of that movie, no.
But the New York Times does not want the cinematic masterpiece of Jaws to overshadow the cinematic masterpiece of Jaws 2.
I don't think I've ever seen Jaws 2. To be honest with you, I don't even know if I've watched the entire Jaws.
Really?
I mean, I remember it was on back when I was growing up. It would end up on TV from time to time, and of course, would watch some of it. I get the premise.
Sure.
But I don't know if I've ever watched it from beginning to end.
I mean, I think I probably watched Jaws 2 once. I've seen Jaws probably 15 times.
So did you like Jaws 2?
It's fine. I don't think it like deserves a bunch of props like they're giving it.
Well, I mean, maybe they're just... I know I've seen a lot of people talking about Jaws like in the last week or two.
Sure.
Because of the anniversary, which is crazy that it's 50 years old.
Yeah, that blows my mind. But
yeah.
Jaws 2 being a fabulous sequel leads us to want to ask a simple question. And we will ask that simple question to Jim in Linwood first. Jim, what do you think is the greatest sequel, in your opinion?
I got to go with Terminator 2, Judgment Day.
That's
it improves
choice.
On the original in almost every way.
See, I argue with a lot of people. I like the original Terminator better. I know I'm in the minority. I think Terminator 2 is awesome. Don't get me wrong. But I enjoy the grittiness and the overall vibe of Terminator, the original.
I respect.
Thank you.
I mean, you can't not love the slowly descending thumbs up into the liquid metal.
Oh, the ending. I appreciate at least you didn't get offended by that. So many times I talk to people about Terminator 2, and they get so mad that I like Terminator 1 more.
Life's too short.
Jim is a reasonable man.
I feel that.
Mike from Gig Harbor, our simple question, what is the greatest sequel in your opinion?
I honestly was going to go with Terminator 2 as well.
Dude, I'm looking at like a lot of like random lists about like the greatest sequels of all time, and Terminator 2 is like top five in all of these.
I agree with that.
Another one that seems to be top five in all of these, Godfather Part 2.
I think that's got to be almost number one in my opinion.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK asking our simple question to Nick in Kent. Nick, what is the greatest sequel in your opinion?
I'd say the new the Batman movie with the Joker. I forgot the name of it.
Oh, The Dark Knight?
Dark Knight, yes.
Yeah, Dark Knight. It was out of the water with it, I guess.
Yeah, that's a good choice for sure.
Oh, that was with Christian Bale and
Heath Ledger.
Yeah,
I was going to say Joaquin Phoenix, but yeah, Heath Ledger, may he rest in peace. Yeah, that's a great film.
Let's chat with Anthony in Renton. Anthony, the same simple question to you. What is the greatest sequel in your opinion?
It's a spoof movie, Leonard, Part 6.
Oh my gosh, I forgot all about that. Was there a Leonard Part 1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
No, they just started off with Leonard Part 6. It's when they were doing all the sequels and going to the 3s and 4s and Rocky 2.
So it's a spoof on sequels, even though it's the original.
Yes.
Awesome.
Okay, that's genius. I really like that.
I'm looking at some of these. So would you put Godfather 2 as your number one?
I mean, probably. I would also say I think Toy Story 2 is a pretty fantastic sequel.
You guys are for me, it's Rocky 2. Rocky 2.
We knew you were going to say
it's
that.
It's that or Grease 2. Both
no!
of them. Have you ever seen Grease 2?
Yeah, it is significantly less awesome.
What I love is there's actually like a stupid social media like trend. I don't know if it's a trend's the right term, but there's like a little bit of like an uproar of people who are like me or like, we need to put some respect on Grease 2.
I mean, it's a fine movie, but it's not better.
What about Empire Strikes Back?
That's a great argument. That's a fantastic movie. 206-803-ROCK. It's our simple question for Patrick at JBLM. What is the greatest sequel in your opinion?
Aliens. Mm. So Alien 2, Sigourney Weaver, Xenomorphs.
That's the one where she shaved her head.
No, that's number 3.
Oh.
So wait, okay, stupid question then. What do you call the third in a, what, so a sequel is the second. What do you call the third movie?
I think it's actually just Aliens 3.
No, you're looking for like term.
Yeah, like
so
a term
second movie
it.
Is called a sequel. I think the third would be a sequel as well, or a trilogy.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
why
yeah.
Why couldn't I think of that word?
And so Alien, the original, was kind of more of like a horror type vibe to
yes,
it. And then
definitely.
Aliens, the second one, was a little bit more suspenseful.
Definitely.
I liked Aliens more than the first one as well.
206-803-ROCK. Brian, you're in Puyallup. What do you think is the greatest sequel in your opinion?
I believe it's Empire Strikes Back, but I believe Dark Knight, Empire Strikes Back, and T2 are probably the top three in all sequels across the board.
I don't think there's going to be a lot of people that would argue with you, like maybe throw in Godfather 2 as well, but I think those are considered to be like the gold standard of sequels, for sure.
Yeah.
Thanks, Brian. Rock on.
What about Back to the Future Part 2?
That's a good one, too. I've thoroughly enjoyed that movie.
The Incredibles Part 2? Someone just texted in.
I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, my God. What?
Shonda in Kent, what is the greatest sequel in your opinion?
I like The Nightmare on Elm Street 3, The Dream Warriors.
Oh, got it. Okay. I don't know if I saw that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I think
maybe
I gave
I
up
need
after
to.
The second one.
Danny's our resident horror movie guy. Have you seen that one?
No, I sure have not.
Oh, what about this text? The best movie sequel of all time, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, The Secret of the Ooze.
That's a great call.
Yes.
And I got one for you then too, Steve. D2, The Mighty Ducks.
Oh, yes.
Greatest one ever.
Quack, 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 quack.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.